Hello, everybody. So, look like the Middle East conflict is exploding. This conflagration, which has been stoked by the Netanyahu administration. 7th of October last year, the Hamas attacks. When do you trace it back to 1948? Before, but they did this, but they did that. Who started it? Anyway, Netanyahu's chosen to make it far, far worse. An ultra hawk always escalating. Now, they launched some major strikes against Hezbollah in Lebanon. Hezbollah, meaning Party of God, a Shia militia, some regard it as a terrorist organization. 9 out of the 10 top Hezbollah leaders have been killed in the past few days. So the organization's left indisputably reeling from this. It's got to reorganize and decide who's going to be the new supremo and so on, who's going to be the council just below that. But they may have difficulty finding some volunteers because they're putting their neck in a noose if they do so. So there might be some sort of second raters who do agree, because people who are more capable think, then I'll be the head of the list for assassination. So some people who are initially deeply skeptical of Netanyahu's ultra-aggressive approach are saying it is paying dividends. Well, the one thing is a war is easy to start; it's very difficult to stop. And now they've gone in for a ground invasion, and Israel's withdrawn with little glory in its previous incursions and illegal occupations of Lebanon. They occupied South Lebanon for about 18 years before withdrawing with their tail between their legs in 2000. And yes, they dealt mighty strokes of war to their foes. Obviously, Israel's military technology is 2 generations ahead of that of their enemies. The United States shares with them its most sophisticated technology, as well as intelligence, diplomatic cover, financial aid to an already very wealthy country. But he's expanding this war. Is he going to overstretch it, calling up reservists away from their ordinary lives for a year in some cases? And okay, they've had leave and they have been rotated a little bit, a certain war weariness, but it has bolstered Israeli morale. So there's been another fillip what they've done. But then, of course, Iran was going to respond. I mean, Tel Aviv is not stupid; they knew this because Iran's brother organization, Hezbollah, was hit. So there were ballistic missiles fired at Israel just the other day. Now, the United Kingdom was willing to intervene to help out the Israelis. Astonishingly, why? There is no defense treaty between the UK and the State of Israel. The United Kingdom want to stay out of it. It's not the UK's problem. The UK's got enough of its own problems. What has Israel ever done for the UK since 1956, since the Suez War? There's been a bit of intelligence sharing. That's it. They didn't send a single soldier to wherever, to the Yemen conflict in the 60s, or to the Confrontasi in Malaya, as was, or to, goodness, I think the Northern Ireland conflict, or to the Falklands, or to the Gulf War, or to the Iraq War, or to Afghanistan, or whatever. So what does Britain owe Israel? Why on earth is the UK sticking its neck out for Israel? Stay out of it. There have been cutbacks and cutbacks and cutbacks for decades of the British Armed Forces. The United Kingdom doesn't have the military capability. Even if you think it's legal and moral to intervene to aid Israel, the United Kingdom doesn't have the military strength for this. And all right, might be able to shoot down some few ballistic missiles, but this war could go much further. The Iranians, what do they strike British military bases in Cyprus? Is the United Kingdom then obliged to hit targets in the Islamic Republic of Iran? The Iranians strike targets in the United Kingdom or British bases elsewhere? No, stay out of it. A neutrality. If war can be avoided, then it must be avoided. I mean, has the UK learned nothing? This is not Britain's war. Stay out of it. There are very few British Israelis. If there are British citizens or dual citizens living in Israel, they could leave. They could fly back to the UK. Okay, Republic of Ireland, and I'm a citizen of both countries, we're sensible on this one. I mean, we've got a puny military, but like, don't fight somebody else's fight. We have enough of our own problems, and they haven't helped us. And Israel has created its own problems and has been hyper aggressive and very ill-treated its neighbors for a very, very long time. The illegal military occupation of Palestine. This is the elephant sitting in the living room. Why does the Labour government of the United Kingdom not talk about this? There's a significant pro-Palestinian lobby in the Labour Party who recognizes the Palestinians are human beings too. Palestine is a nation by any definition. Palestine is recognized by sovereign as a sovereign state by over 100 countries. about the same as recognize Israel. So Palestine is not part of Egypt. It's not part of Jordan. They don't want to be part of Jordan or Egypt. The Jordanians, Egyptians don't want them to be part of their country. Palestine is a nation. Since 1967, it's been under illegal military occupation. The United Nations Security Council voted that it is against the law for Israel to hold it. And the United Kingdom voted it was illegal. Even the United States voted that it's illegal. The United Nations Security Council resolution is international law. Israel's been in breach of international law for 67 years. And therefore, it follows that every act by every Israeli soldier in the West Bank or Gaza is a crime. So the Palestinians are fighting to defend their homeland as they're entitled to under the United Nations Charter. Now, some of these organizations are loathsome, and some of them have deliberately killed civilians. That's murder, or, you know, taking them hostage or rape them, and that's obviously despicable. I don't defend that. And okay, the Israeli Defense Forces has rules of engagement, is sometimes humane, sometimes strives to reduce civilian casualties, is not as bad as Assad's brutes or whatever, or some of the armies in the region. Yes, that's true. You know, sometimes shows some humanity. Not anti-Israeli, definitely not anti-Semitic, but Israel is illegally occupying Palestine and not the other way around. And that is the root cause of this conflict. And of course, there are some people who would like to annihilate Israel, okay? But it doesn't make it permissible for Israel to illegally occupy another country, as well as even before this conflict started, illegally occupying a small bit of Lebanon, illegally occupying the Golan Heights belonging to Syria, and. And so there will always be resistance from the countries which have their land illegally occupied. So, you know, Palestine's lost 90% of its territory in the 20th century, 90%. Will you accept 90% of your territory being taken away? Would you accept being under illegal military occupation? Would you accept the murder of tens of thousands of civilians of your nationality? Would you accept that? Nelson Mandela said, there comes a time when a people must choose to submit or fight. And the Palestinians have made their choice plain. Now, I don't defend the bestial attacks on civilians or the hostage taking, which took place on the 7th of October, any more than I defend the IDF's bestial attacks upon the civil population of Gaza and the mass-scale hostage taking by the IDF or the industrial-scale torture inflicted upon Palestinian civilians and alleged Palestinian militants since then. So the British Defense Secretary John Healey has flown out to Cyprus, where the United Kingdom has the two sovereign base areas, Akrotiri, and my goodness, I can't even remember the other one is, and said that there were the Royal Air Force, it scrambled some Typhoons, readiness to shoot down these Iranian missiles, but in the end that wasn't necessary and so on. Why on earth is the United Kingdom doing this? Just to toady to the United States. The UK should stay out of it. It's not the UK's problem. You don't get dragged into a Middle Eastern conflict, sending troops to Lebanon, Iran. Have we learned nothing? It's madness. So I don't know how this Zionist hold over the British body politic. And there is no Jewish world conspiracy. There never has ever been a Jewish world conspiracy. But yeah, not surprisingly, Israel would like other governments to be helpful to it, and they are fairly successful in the United States, very successful, somewhat in the UK and so on. For no other country would the United Kingdom take such a big risk when the UK can't even defend itself, when it stretches itself very thin arming the Ukrainians. So let's see, stay out, everyone. Anyway, so peace now, justice for Palestine, may Israel live in peace. Israel has the right to exist, and so does Palestine. Every country has the right to defend itself, and that includes Palestine. Right. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe to me on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. No, I completely reject what Arnold Lee said. Anti-Semitism is rebarbative. It's utterly nauseating. The Jewish people are as good as anyone. Nobody should ever be mistreated for being Jewish by faith or by ethnicity and so on. The Holocaust definitely happened. One of the most abominable crimes of all time. So I'm vociferously philo-Semite and recognize Jewish people have made just an incomparable contribution to civilization, like in all spheres, like in medicine or philosophy or music or architecture or really just any field of achievement you name. Right. Good night.